And well, like I said, I used the Minnesota Nurses Study, which some of the measures have been validated for that, but I did not validate it within my population. The survey instrument was pretested with correctional nurses outside of Washington State, as well as correctional nurses that didn't work with clients within Washington State.
Okay, because this is, so you don't have, do you analyze the coronal batch alpha in your study?
No, I did not.
Okay. So for the instrument itself, it did have very clear definition for what's the harassment?
Or, it did, yes. And that's based off of, again, the Minnesota Nurses Study.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next presenter is Dr. Hunt. We can start. And this is your
headline,
right?
Okay. This is what I click.
Yeah. So don't go backwards.
I have no relationship to disclose. I'd like to acknowledge my research partner, Carol Pavlish, at UCLA School of Nursing. This research had two components. One was Carol interviewed acute care nurses at UCLA clinics and hospitals, and I interviewed public health nurses in Minnesota. And today I'm reporting on what the public health nurses had to say about our question. We were interested in their most meaningful moments in nursing. I also would like to acknowledge Bonnie Brushoff, who assisted me in looking at the data and making suggestions about from the perspective of a public health nursing administrator. And these are objectives. I'll kind of run through the research as quickly as I can, and then we'll talk about contextual factors in the work environment that influence public health nurses' experience of meaningful work. I'll discuss at least one strategy for designing work environments and policies to enhance public health nurses' experience of meaningfulness and approaches for educators. And this is the kind of the outline that I'm going to follow. First, I want to talk a little bit about the nursing shortage. The current nursing shortage will significantly affect public health nurses. Public health nurses are the largest component of the public health nursing workforce, and probably all of you are aware of that. The aging and retirement trends of RNs and public health nurses will have a drastic effect on the public's health. The average age of the public health workforce is 47, and retirement is estimated to be as high as 45% in the next 5 years. They're all my age or older, so we're about ready to hang it up. According to the Quad Council of Public Health Nursing, there are numerous issues contributing to the shortage, and I've listed some of these here on the slide. In thinking about if the shortage of public health nursing is related to retention and satisfaction with work, then what creates satisfaction? And that's what we were interested in investigating. We know that the practice environment is strongly associated with job satisfaction and burnout. There is a suggestion in the literature that to improve outcomes, practice environments should be routinely and systematically assessed. According to the International Council of Nurses, positive practice environments benefit healthcare delivery, work performance, and patient outcomes. To provide some background for this study, I used an article by Bowie, and he talks about the six aspects of meaningful work. We also, and so I've listed those here, and I'll refer to those later when I talk about the data analysis. And we also know that creating a meaningful work environment makes economic sense and enhances the quality and productivity of work. May, Gilson, and Harder studied employees engaged in work and measured meaningfulness, safety, and availability. They found that meaningfulness showed the strongest relationship to work engagement. No research was identified related to meaningfulness in public health nursing. However, there is some literature related to variables associated with public health nursing job satisfaction. And this study is quite old, it's 1998. This study examined the relationship of the organizational variables of structure, technology, and environment, and job satisfaction. A questionnaire was distributed to 838 public health nurses in South Carolina, and they found significant relationships between job satisfaction and years of experience. The critical variable in predicting job satisfaction was organizational structure, which accounted for 41% of variation in job satisfaction. The conclusion of the researchers was to highlight to nurse administrators in public health the need to create more flexible work environments and to facilitate staff involvement in decision making. Campbell did a descriptive study of the characteristics and relationships of organizational structure and job satisfaction, and what they found was that work environments in which supervisors and subordinates consult together regarding job tasks and decisions, and where individuals are involved with peers in decision making and task definitions, that those are tasks are positively related to job satisfaction. Campbell also concluded that additional research is needed in order to increase job satisfaction and ensure an adequate public health workforce. There is also a relationship between meaningfulness and work performance. Organizations that foster engagement and meaningfulness in their workers can expect higher work performance. How do successful nurse managers create a culture of retention? Creating a culture of engagement and contribution to strengthen organizational commitment and moving from a compliance model to a commitment model. Retention problems represent failure to create cultures of retention and self-actualization. So we believed, after looking at the literature, that there was a need for some more, there is quite a bit of research on job satisfaction and the nursing shortage, and but it's mostly been quantitative. So we decided that, and some of the research suggested that it's that there's a need for more qualitative research. The experience of being a working PHN cannot be adequately measured with statistics alone. The intensity of the experience in the present work environment can be best understood by listening to what nurses have to say. As a public health nurse in the 21st century, in a system characterized by scarce resources and increasing challenges, and this can help us more completely understand exactly what issues are related to retention, the retention of the nurse. There is value in listening to what nurses say through gathering narrative accounts which amplify quantitative data and yield richer descriptions to lead to deeper understanding. So these are our research goals. We wondered about the nurses' perceptions of what makes meaningful moments in community health nursing, and we wanted to develop a deeper understanding about the context in which meaningful moments happen. And we used an ecological model, or an ecological framework. And this shows our research design. We wanted to know what nurses would say was meaningful and the impact that context has on experiencing meaningfulness at work. The design of the research attempted to represent the mediation between individual actions and the social structural conditions. We hope to understand this experience from the public health nurses' contextual understanding of their work world in their own terms. So this is kind of, we got IRB approval, we collected some demographic information, we were interested in the degree of satisfaction they currently had in nursing, and we used semi-structured in-depth interviews. And this slide shows what our population looked like. So we had 13 public health nurses. And the level of satisfaction was quite high. There was one person that reported a 4. And because we only had 13, that really brought the number down. But I think the number probably would have been above a 9 without that person. I didn't show the range. But and I had several people who had worked as public health nurses less than a year or a year and a half. And it was very interesting to see how their interviews and what their perceptions were as compared to the other more seasoned nurses. Kind of had a few who had only had a little bit of experience, and then a whole, the largest number had many years of experience, a number more than 30 years. This shows our criteria for validity as we were looking at data. And I'll just very quickly talk about data analysis, and if anybody has questions, you can ask me afterwards. The audio taped interviews were transcribed, and the text was analyzed both by the whole parts whole approach outlined by Karen Dahlberg. The text was categorized in this way by reducing and sorting until a coding hierarchy was developed. And I brought my coding hierarchy, if anybody wants to see that. It's pretty exciting. In addition, we used the Atlas TI software data management system to analyze our data. And these were the four main categories that were identified from the two methods of data analysis. The nurses wanted to describe characteristics of meaningfulness. They wanted to talk about roles and what roles were meaningful to them. They wanted to talk about contextual conditions, both the facilitators and the barriers. Now, this slide shows the characteristics of meaningfulness that were most frequently mentioned, and is a part of the validity and the reliability of what we wanted to include. We looked for comments that had the strongest comprehension of evidence that created the most complete and meaningful picture, and were the most pervasive, and probably those that were expressed with the most meaning, and also looked at how often they were mentioned. The characteristic that was most often mentioned was connecting and being with the clients, and probably we would expect that. And the top ones that were mentioned the most and with the most feeling, all of them were related to relationship building, and that probably doesn't surprise anybody in this room who has worked with PHNs. As far as the meaningful nursing roles, they most often talked about, and using the criteria that I just mentioned, being an advocate, being a catalyst or a problem solver, and guiding the client to see other possibilities and goals. Now, when I first designed this talk, I had these great quotes, but I had to cut the quotes in order to meet my objectives. So I also have the quotes along, too, if anybody wants to read the quotes. I really thought that made the whole thing richer, but I didn't have time to talk about it. As far as the barriers to meaningfulness, they talked about the barriers both as personal and structural. And the thing that came out the strongest as far as the barrier, one of the strongest, was ethical distress. And the ethical distress that they were experiencing with scarce resources, with families that had so many needs, it was that I think we can also analyze and look at what that means for them. Then lack of resources, lack of respect, management, and poor teamwork were other barriers. As far as facilitators, those fell out as personal and structural. They talked about facilitators as autonomy, personal attitude, and client being open, and structural as supportive, approachable, respectful management, supportive colleagues, good teamwork, and space for processing with coworkers came out very strong. If I was a nursing, public health nursing administrator, that is the particular issue I pay the most attention to. So as far as designing practice environments, one can go back to what Bowie said about what makes work meaningful. And those really inform us about and can be overlaid against what the nurses said made their work most meaningful. I also found an article by Herman Goy and Chalky that talked about how to create work environments where people feel that they're valued and they have strong satisfaction, and these variables, the data that came out of the interviews falls into these categories as well. So implications for managers: strengthen organizational commitment by educating our leaders out of compliance and into a commitment model. I wanted to talk just a minute about curricular design. In our curriculum at the St. Catharines University, we're using the Carper's Way of Knowing, and that's really a curricular design that promotes therapeutic use of self and client-centered care. Another suggestion to enhance meaningfulness, particularly because the nurses wanted to talk about nursing roles in public health, would be that nurses who are starting to work as public health nurses understand what we do and what public health nursing interventions are. In the public health nursing intervention wheel, which was developed by the Minnesota Department of Health. That's a very, very helpful tool. Obviously, assignments that create meaningful experiences, clinical sites that produce meaningful experiences, post-clinical discussions, and emotional competence. And there's some things in the literature that talk about emotional competence and how that assists one to better understand their own experience and reflect. This is a quote from one of my research participants. She was amazing. She really nailed some of the Now, did you want me to have questions now, or should I wait until the end of the session?
Yeah.
I did. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can have questions.
Okay. Most of them work
as home visiting nurses. Well, they all worked as home visiting nurses. Most of them worked with young mothers. So I think, without exception, they did. So they were all the same. Yeah.
If you could elaborate more on the whole issue about processing with coworkers or space processing with coworkers, was that more a specific physical space or was it time?
It was time. I have a quote that I'll share with you at the end, but it was time and it was face-to-face time. And they even said, a couple people even said, what I do is meaningful. I know it's meaningful, but if I have time to share my experiences with coworkers, because other people don't understand what we're doing. They think we're weighing babies. They think we're talking to moms about breastfeeding. They don't understand some of the issues that come up, and because of confidentiality, too, they can't speak about some of the issues that come up that they feel that they need to do that with their coworkers. Absolutely, and space. They talk about space, and one of the nurses had worked for a long time as an inpatient care nurse, and then she came to public health. She'd been working as a public health nurse for quite a while, too. She said, you know, when I work in the acute care setting, we have a desk, and we all have chairs, and we can go back and I actually had someone quantify that in terms of time, too, and she said, I think it has to be at least one day a week. I don't think I could do it if I didn't have one day a week where I could have face-to-face meetings. So I can share more specifics. Yeah, it was very, that was very interesting.
Was I short?
No, I was good.
Thank you. Thank you.